Okay, Beis Hashem, the halacha is a machzor shekel. I just want to explain, first of all, where the minhag came from, where's the makor, machzor shekel, echadesa, what the share of machzor shekel, when to give the machzor shekel. Here's a couple of the halachas, Beis Hashem. If we get time today, I would like to go Beis Hashem into the halachas of Kriyas HaMagila, which are halachas that are...
Wouldn't it be mokum, like Pichanash?
Oh, I'm going to do that Beis Hashem next week, you need that. The Neder next week, we're going to Ben Krach, Le Holech, Le Iyim, and vice versa. Very shvei halachas every single year. Without fail, I get a phone call in the morning from boys that were drunk, who I, by mistake, said we weren't intending on staying here overnight, but now it's the morning, do we have to keep Purim again? So every single year happens, without fail. The Rebbe said, we'll get to the Shailas, and next week I'd like to go Keseda of the order of this month. So we did already Hagis Esther, Bechulei, now I'm going to get Shekel. Okay, let's start as
inscription.
As we know,
was that you like inscriptions?
No, okay.
Inscription.
Ah, they got the yobash. Chukas Egoi. If you get time, they
need. No, you're like, well, they're not dressing.
They got haircuts.
Okay, well, this clothes dressing up before him.
This will get to Beis Hashem. Okay. Let's start number one. Machas is Hashem. Okay. As we know, the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Shkolim, Perek Dalet, when the Beis Hamikdash was with us, when the Beis Hamikdash stood. So they collected shkolim, and every single male adult in Klal Yisrael was required to donate a half a shekel towards the purchase of the animals for the korbanos and other tzorchei tzibur. So that was the half a shekel that we know the machzor shekel bizman hamikdash. Now, what was the Seder Hadvarim? Let me explain to you like this. It's kedai to do a little bit of history to know what you're doing on the shekel, how to put it in, and where it came from. So we know. The Mishnah in Shmolim, Perikala, tells us that started with Shredish Adar, the Shluchim would go out, and it would start announcing the collection of the Shmolim, which would then start to begin by Erech 2 weeks later, on the 15th of Adar. From that day onwards until the Shredish Nisan, little booths were set up, and all the different cities. The purpose of these booths were to collect all the Shmolim from Klal Yisrael. On the Shredish Nisan, all of the shkolim that they collected from Klal Yisrael were brought up to the Beis Hamikdash, and they were put in a designated room, and the shkolim were divided into separate containers, and then they were used for tzorchei tzibur and the korbanos. This again was the Seder Dvarim that the Mishnah tells us in shkolim what happened to Machzor Shekel. This is a Gemara. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Gimel tells us as follows. Took the Gemara in Megillah that the reason why the Torah wanted Klal Yisrael to give shkolim Dafka at this time, right? Dafka now is in order to be makdim our shekel to Haman's shekel. What's the pshat? So the Gemara is masbin v'forshim whatever is this. We know the Megillah tells us that Haman bribed Achashveyush with a tremendous sum of money, 10,000 kikar of silver. 10,000 kikar of silver. Right, nowadays, by the way, that's around $100 million. I'll tell you how many the cheshbon. You can make the cheshbon yourself. It's not a poshut. Make a cheshbon like this. 43.6 kilograms is a kiko of kesef. 1 kilo is $240. So maybe 10,000 is $100 million. So Haman used $100 million to bribe Achashveirosh to get rid of the yin. So what we try and do, something Gemara Megillah is, we dafka a machzor shekel. What we're going to give is we try to be makdim and give our shekel before Haman gave Kilu his shekel. And Amela, that's the reason why the Ramah tells us that you should try to give Machzor Shekel before Purim. Because once you read the Megillah, you haven't demakdin the shekel that we give before Haman's shekel. So what was the half a shekel? What was this Machzor Shekel business? So Rashi says like this. Rashi says it was a specific coin, exactly a coin, that was worth bidyuk half a shekel, which is 10 gira. That's what Rashi holds, right? The Ramban writes that when he came to Eretz Yisrael, see, he actually was shown this coin. That was a Machzor Shekel coin. And he said it was an unbelievable coin. On one side of the coin, it had a jug of the mon. And on the other side of the coin, it had the staff that Aaron HaKohen used. As the Maisa, he saw it and he said it weighed exactly 10 gira. As the Maisa, the Ramban said he saw such a coin. So Rashi holds it's a coin that was bedafka half a shekel. Now Kedis Yitzchok says no. The Kedis Yitzchok says the Machzor Shekel was a half a shekel, Moyunik. They took a shekel and they cut it in half. And everyone gave a half to show, as a double portion as we know, is that every Yid in Klal Yisrael by themselves are not significant enough. You're not an individual. You're part of a tzimur, you're part of a club. And the main thing, that's the why we give a half a shekel, take a whole shekel, slice it in half, and me together with you will give it as one to show that Klal Yisrael as a whole are choshev. Not each individual person is his own person. So that kid is held, not like Rashi, he held it was a coin, split in half. Others write, it was no specific coin, but it was the value of half a shekel. Okay, we're not going to go into that. Just to mention a moedic of Maestik, Sapsheva says it's Maestik, isn't this Maestik, it's a moedic. Sapsheva's only this. Sapsheva said he actually had a coin that was passed over for a tradition from his father, Sapsheva, and went through the ages, and it was actually a coin that we used in the Beis HaMikdash as the Machzor Shekel. And he had it with him, and there was a big Asipa of Rabbonim, and he decided, I'm going to show the Olam my Machzor Shekel coin. So he takes it out, all the Rabbonim, ooh, ah, unbelievable, this was the Machzor Shekel coin. And they pass it around the room, all the Rabbonim look, and he says, okay, Rabbi, said, please pass it back. Whoa. Silence, it's gone. Doesn't it? What's going on? Everybody's back. Hey, where can it be? Where can it be? What's going on? I say, Rabbi, say, somebody gets up and says, Rabbi, say, can everybody please stand up and into your pockets, in front of the Olam? And everyone is, you know, okay, say that. All of a sudden, the old man gets out and says, I propose that we wait another 5 minutes. And everyone looks at him saying, oh, really? Another 5 minutes, eh? Well, you have opposed to opening your pockets. Okay, old man, give him a bit of covers. Let's say the gobble. Because so they said, wait another five minutes. 5 minutes came and said, Rabbi, say everybody, please stand up and empty your pockets. The old man gets up. He says, excuse me, I think we should wait another 5 minutes. And everyone's thinking, oh, come on already. Come on, this is ridiculous already. Spill the beans. And I say, he says, another 5 minutes, they have covered and they wait for 5 minutes. Just as 5 minutes is out, they run in from the kitchen with the tablecloth that they just put into the garbage can, and they found that the Machzor Shekel of the Ksav Sefer was actually hidden inside the tablecloth. And they gave it back to him. So now everybody in the room turns to the old man and says, what were you opposed to everybody standing up and entering your pockets? We found the coin, Mabaya. He said like this. He said, I also have a coin that was given to me by tradition. And this is the Machzor Shekel. And if I would have emptied my pockets and picked out this exact same coin, who would have believed that I also had a coin? And I saw the Ksav Sofer that was such a mudik and nachas to give everyone, show everyone his coin. I said, I'm going to take out my coin. He left it inside. Oh, my said, the Hebrew Meiser shows us a mudik of mahalach. It's an unbelievable Meiser. I'm going to get, who would have believed that another man also has a Machzor Shekel at the Ksav Sofer of its Jew? Or again, right now. Bismaneinu. Let's go back now to our days. The Ramah in some topics that he based, in some topics that he does, says that Bismaneinu, unfortunately, we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, but we still give the Chatzi Shekel as a Zecha. Okay? Now, the Nitziv, once the title is a Chiv, go more over here, for the Minik it's a Chiv, over the old Paiskim, especially the Ramfush and Ramah, it's a Minik Ba'alma to give Machzor as a Shekel. What do we use to Machzor as a Shekel? So, the Rishonim tell us, right, the Maltev of the Tashvat, the Zayim Mufurish and the Ramo, is that because it says the word Truma in the three times in the parish of Machzor HaShekel, therefore that's where the Minig developed three Machzor HaShekels, because it said the word Truma three times. Now the Goyim in Ma'aseh Rav holds, you only give one, it doesn't seem to be our Minig, it seems that we give three, there are places even that say you should give four, but our Minig is that we do three. Now, which coin do we use? So, one of the best things is that it should be a half a coin in that specific place. So, for example,
how many is to give three?
Three. How many is to give three?
Three coins.
So, they should take one. Now, sorry? Now, in Switzerland, for example, it'll give half a franc. In England, it'll give half a pound. In America, it'll be half a dollar. In Eretz Yisrael, half a shekel. We try to use the currency that is a half style. Now, Reb Chaim Kanievsky holds that you should be able to spend it in the country. So for example, 50p, right? Let's say half a franc or 50 pence of England to spend in Eretz Yisrael doesn't work. Because you can't go to a shop and spend 50p. So if Chaim Kanievsky holds, it's got to be a currency that you spend in that particular place. The Chazon Ish held that you can't use dollars here in Eretz Yisrael. But most of the poskim nowadays are making with dollars because it can't be, most places will take dollars even here in Eretz Yisrael. But a pound or a franc, for example, I'm sorry, should be used, again, should only be used the currency that we keep in this country. Now, What happens if a person doesn't have a half? No, he doesn't have half a shekel, doesn't have half a pound, as the Maisa says, the Marisham, that's Toyna says, forget, Ike meaning is a zoi. The Ike is you take a whole coin, three whole shkolim, or three whole dollars, or three whole pounds, whatever it may be, and you give it and you say, listen, chatzi of this will be for marks of the shekel, and the other half will be for tzedakah. Or, for example, you can split it with two people. Two people each give a shekel, right? Forgive three shkolim, split it with two, each has half. In other words, there's no thing that you bedafka have to give the name half. I'm not just like a tchilis preferred. Oh, but if you haven't got, you haven't got. There's a melki tshuva that Avadi, even if you haven't got anything, you can give three shkolim. The lowest coin is also good, and it's beseid the gomel. The total value of what you give does not have to add up to be a machlas, it's a shekel, which, by the way, nowadays is $2.50. That is the approximate evaluation of a machlas, a shekel. You do not have to give the amount of $2.50. However, the Svadim, Uva B'Kavachayim, for example, says that it should be that way. Kavachayim learns that the machlas shekel that we give should be dafka evaluate the amount of machlas shekel, which, like I said, was $2.50. The Maisa Baruch Hashul and the Be'aloch of Lab Nishta Zoi that he don't have to give machzor shekel. That's what we think. What we do is we give three half shekels, which equals 1.5 shekel, which has no shaychus to the value of machzor shekel b'zman ha-mikdosh. And therefore, Zoi Pasim Be'aloch and Baruch Hashul and the Mishnah Berurah Be'aloch is you don't have to give the value of machzor shekel of that it used to be. Now, there is a hidden mitzvah, the Kapachayim, Yishayish Ve'avoida, is for a person to give silver mamish. That's why you'll find sometimes in the shul, we'll speak about that in a moment, is they actually map it to the olim silver coins. There's a hidden mitzvah for us to use silver. Anybody that knows, until 1971, in America, the half dollar was actually silver. But it's a hidden mitzvah.
Sorry? The quarters as well.
It was. Ah, very good. Okay, then that would have been a hidden mitzvah to use in that case. Now, Maisa Geld. You're not allowed to use Maisa for your chiyuv, for your minig of machzor shekel, the zoi pasan that you have, the behetiv of the shlach kodesh, that we don't use maaser geld. However, if you want to give extra to tzedakah, then of course you can use maaser geld in that way. That's a double poshut. Or, for example, the Yisrael Eimit says, if you're giving for your wife and your kids, beis Hashem, as the maaser, then you could the maaser give for maaser geld in that way. Come again later. The minig. The minig, in a lot of places, is that the gavah will take three coins, sometimes three half dollars, sometimes three silver coins, three half shekels. He'll wrap them together in a piece of, you know, sellotape, and he'll put them in the main basket over there, and everyone lifts it up, it's be makrit v'chule. The maisa, what you're supposed to do, Chaim Kanievsky says like this, you're supposed to pay for it in full value. Whenever the value of this thing, for example, is three half dollars, so you don't just give three half shekels. You're supposed to pay for the value of these three coins, and keep to rent these three coins for a couple of moments. Okay, let me go later. What are you meant to say when you put the machzor shekel in? So the Maisa is that the Sefer and Sforim bring down that you should not say this is the machzor shekel. You should say this is zecha the machzor shekel. This is a remembrance of machzor shekel. Some people say you shouldn't say anything whatsoever. You should push it, just put it in and go to. Let me get back to who's chayiv? Who's chayiv to give machzor shekel? So there's a machlokes rishayim. There's a machlokes rishayim. Which age is a person mechuyev to give machzor shekel? The chinuch in mitzvah kofei tells us that it starts at the age of 20. Only a child from the age of 20 years old is chayev to give machzor shekel. Why? It's a mevurish pasuk meben esrim shana. Meben esrim shana means from 20. No, besaydas of the chinuch. If you're not 20, you're not chayev in the minute. However, the Rambam not nishtozay. Zuk the Rambam, and this betzim is the Ramban shita also, that he was not. That was talking about the first collection of machzor shekel in the Torah. Why? Because that was talking about when they had to figure out, why would they collect the machzor shekel? To figure out how many eilige yidin there were in the world. Oh, so to do that, in a chenomi, we want to know how many yidin there are over the age of 20. So that's why only the age of 20 people gave. Oh, but nowadays, the Ramban, that the reason why they were doing it, nowadays meaning this mamis ha-mikdosh, was they were doing it, why? In order to give parnasa and finance to the mikdash, to the korbanos, as the mela, even children over under the age of 20, and the mela could be included. Now the going holds is a chiv from the age of 13, and therefore it's just the age of from 20, you don't get a class. Okay, let me get right there. The Mishkan Shkolim. So again, under the from 13-year-old, the maisa is supposed to give machzor shekel. What about women? So the Mishkan Shkolim tells us,
even from 13.
Even from 13, yeah. The Mishnah Shkolim says that women and kids under the age of 13 are part of a machzor shekel. Right? That's the Mefurish, the Mishnah Shkolim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. However, the Alsh of Eved Yisrael, the Alsh of HaKodesh, the Alsh of HaKodesh explains what's the reason why women and children under that age are potter? Because they didn't take part in Eikon Azov. Oh, but without that, let me go later. The Psak, the Alokha Lamaisa is a woman and a child under the age of 13 is potter from giving Matzah Shekel. That is the Psak of the Rambam, Magen Avraham, the Mekam Chaim, the Mekam Shulchan. However, the Levush, the Nekiyosh, say the Minig of Klal Yisrael, this is Tanka the Minig, is people give for their wives and people give their kids also. A father has to know, Beis Hashem, Beis Hashem, you've got to know this. When you start the first year, Beis Hashem, you have that baby, and you give for your small little child, Machzor Shekel, you should continue giving all the years, unless when you first gave, you made up to Tanai. Now there was a Mu'udika Eliyahu, the Mishabur brings it down, the Hater brings it, the Levush, the Kapachayim says, is that the Minig is to give for the whole Mishpacha. Why? Because Machzor Shekel is a din of, is a type of kapora, it's a type of shmira. And therefore it's made for the ganze mishpacha. Some boys can even say an unborn baby that's in mommy's tummy is the mice in nechlal, and you should say, so that is the minute. You see that people are really busy putting this shekel, there are 1,500 shekels in there. This is a boch Hashem for ganze mishpacha. Let me get back. One more shayla machzor shekel, and we move on to Megillah. This one. When is the zman to give machzor shekel? This is one of the most confusing shaylas. Right? Everything until now, I think everybody basically knows. No illusion. But when is the zman to give machzor shekel? So the Ramah tells us as follows. Like we explained, I'll be the Gemara in Megillah. Is we try to give it before Purim because we want to be mapped in our shekel to Haman's shekel. Now, the Kafah Chaim does bring in Hogim of those people that didn't give shekel from Rosh Chodesh Adar, and the Maaseh, that's not our minute. Tosfos in the Giluch of Aleph tells us like this. That's in Sultan of Rosh. His time is that the Iker Zman of Machzor Shekel is Tainis Esther. It's Tainis Esther. As they pass in Tosfos, as they pass in Rosh, and by the way, it's Al Pi Kabbalah also in Siddur Rashash, that the Dafka to give it on Yom Tainis. And as the Maaseh, if you look at the Ramah, sorry? This is the Tosfos, the Levush, and it's Chaim's Mash from the Ramah, that you give it the Mincha, before Purim. Dainu, Tainis Esther. And that's why, by the way, the Rashash says, B'daf, you give on a day of the Tainis, so you get a Kapora, it's a Zaman, it's a Murid, it's a Gazap. So that's one big Yisoy you have to know, is that you give. Now the Minim Yushalayim is a Zoy, the Minim Yushalayim is of Tainis Esther, before Mincha, you give Matzah Shekel. Now, I have to tell you, by the way, that if it's going, let's take this here. This year, the Zohar with Tainis Esther is on a Thursday because Yud Dalet is on Sunday. And therefore, Tainis Esther has been put early to Thursday. The Mice, the Minig, blames, as they pass in the Mishabur, Kapachayim, the Rav Shukhanov, that even this year, when Tainis Esther is earlier before Purim, we still give the Machzor Shekel on Tainis Esther, the Hainu, Thursday. Now, the Magen Avraham brings as our Minig that some people give in a Purim morning before the Megillah, the Stipler, the Sefer Shem of the Nashiv, Zatzal, is he used to give it before Ma'ariv on Purim night. Again, these are Minhagim. I don't want to get too much into the Minhagim of a Pasha. What we have to know is Minhag Yerushalayim is to give it Tainis Esther Kodim Mincha. If you forgot to give Machzor Shekel, what's the halacha? So the Nashu says, just like the Mishnah, if you don't do Machzor Shekel, it's very negated. Sometimes, you know, with our answer preparations and everything like that, it's the Laisa, you forget to give Machzor Shekel, with the Nashu Paskin, above you're allowed to make it out all the way until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, what do you do with Machzor Shekel? Look, very nice, Baruch Hashem, you know all the halachas. What do you do now? What do I do now when I have the whole bowl of Machzor Shekel from the ganze yeshiva? What do I do with it? So the Maisa, the halacha is this. The Modcha in Megillah, the Maril, the Levush, the Yavit say, you give it to any Oni. You give it to any Oni or any Stucker that you want, you do it with the Machzor Shekel. The Rosh Hashulchan said you should not give it to Bedek HaBayis of a Beis HaKnesses, doing it to the Beis HaMikdash. I did see in the Kafah Chaim that he time is the best thing is to give it to a kollel or give it to a yeshiva, but they're using the money for Torah, those have other. As the Maisa, that is the halachos of the Machzor Shekel. Let's move on now to Leil Purim, and then we'll get Beis Hashem to halachos of very, very interesting shaylas, the Gabi Megillah. Again, these are shaylas that I myself, Baruch Hashem, got a lot of chizuk when I'm learning these halachos, preparing the shurim, but to know what you're doing when you're listening to Megillah, and what not to do, and what happens if you do this, push it negate some guys, and you haven't got time to start looking things out. You push it enough to know these halachos. So number one, we'll start with Leil Purim, right? We'll go Keseda. Right, I think we're holding now by Erev Purim. By the way, there are people of other that take a mikvah, Pashut, just like Erev Yom Tov, people go to mikvah, Erev Purim, people go to mikvah, just like other. So, Mamela, we're going to start now with Leil Purim. Well, we'll start with Leil Purim. The Mishnah Berurah, Tofei Sadihei, tells us as follows. The Mishnah Berurah says, and then it's got Gimel, that it's nochoin for a person to wear Big Day Shabbos on the Leil, on the night of Purim. Number one. Number two, candles should be lit, bed should be made, table should be set, tablecloth should be on, as every paskin mishnevura, simon tofer yishali hei, si, cotton, gimel. It's a mamish yontif, and the Leil, that's why you wear Big Day Shabbos, that's why you have tablecloths on, candles burning, it's beautiful. Says the Kavach HaMishu Kav Yud Gimel, that there are those that hold, not Shabbos clothes, I'm sorry to tell you that Shabbos clothes are not good enough. Yom Tov clothes. And we know that Yom Tov clothes are nicer than Shabbos clothes. Okay. Suda Belayla, is there any Indian to eat a Seuda on the night? The Hainu, the night, again, we're discussing Purim of Adam Abim, either you're holding your valley to Tazvok, wherever you're going to be holding your valley, that we'll discuss Beis Hashem next week. On the Etzem, whichever is your Purim, and the night before, the Hainu, after you hold the Megillah, right? You're married, Megillah, and now you're holding by the Suda, or you're holding by eating supper. Is there any Indian to have a Suda? So we know the Ramah. The Ramah in Simon Tokish Ali Hei tells us as follows. And I quote the Roshan, Mitzvah Lahaubis Pesuda's Purim, or Pesuda Achas Yaitzim. Said the Shulchan Aruch Mufurish, if you make a Suda by night, you're not going to be Yaitzim. That's Poshit. Says the Ramah, Omekal Malkaim, Gambalayla Yismach the Yarbek Tzas Pesuda. So the Ramah is telling us, there's a mitzvah for a person, Leil Purim, on the night of Tezvot for us, for example, is the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah for us to be marbek tzas in Suda. And that's the mitzvah where people are learning to have a nice kishmak of Suda on the night of Purim to be yet to this Mufushu Ramah. Now, the Shatzian, very interesting, the Shatzian brings a kolboy. And the kolboy says that you should not eat meat at that night Suda, so you shouldn't get confused with the day Suda, the Ikka Suda. The mice, the archivation, the taz, the cholik on this, and there's a pasan or a shulchan, it's a value you can eat meat even by night. The Ruchas Chaim brings a safer yop of the day that said that the meaning was to eat on El Yudalit and not the shark with Dafka cheese, because it's nimshal to Hikim of the Kippur, this is Torah. Okay. People do have a meaning to eat nuts. A lot of people, the Ritzvah says that already, that people have a meaning to eat nuts on El Purim, and the Ruchas Shulchan said people even have a meaning to eat nuts on Yom Purim. Now, one last thing, Rabbi Yisrael, will finish, is the famous Chassam Sofer. We have to remember Rabbi Yisrael, this Chassam Sofer. We cannot let a Purim go past without this Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says, I'm my Yudhi Gazach. So the Chassam Sofer, anyone that is Oisik in Toiva, between the Megillah of the night and Megillah of the day, so the Chassam Sofer, Muftach Loi, it's guaranteed, Shul Ben Oilom Abba. Some sofer, a person should be medactic to learn between the night Megillah and the day Megillah. That's a double poshut. And therefore, we should try and do that. One last thing, Rabbi Yisai, just to finish off this Indian, it's a modic amaisa I want to end with, and that was as follows. Ibn Yosef, right on the Sfinger Evans, after Leil HaSeda on Pesach, said Shir HaShirim, as you do, and then he said, what should I do now? After Shir HaShirim, it's hours to go to Shachris, so he decided, Megillas Esther. Why do you need Megillas Esther? Double portion, right? Because most of the events on Megillas Esther actually happen on Pesach. So he started giving Megillas Esther, and in the middle he fell into a sleep. And he saw in his dream the following. He saw the Beis Din in Shomayim, was going on an unbelievable judgment. What was this for? Svarim HaKadosh tell us, everybody knows, so that Mufurish, that when he didn't read the Megillas Esther, right, on Purim, all the Neshamas can come out of Gehenna. So what happened was, sometimes as the Gishomers over there, they're a little bit lazy. Push up a little bit lazy, and they get out my poem. So all of a sudden, they heard this thing, that was saying, what now? He was saying, we're going to Esther. They started banging on the doors. Get us out of here. And the Sarah of Gehenna said, I'm sorry to tell you, it's the wrong time now. Right now it's Pesach, not Purim. So they decided we're going to go to Beis Din Shomayim. We're going to go to have a cold case with the Rebbe Shomayim. And they did. And they basked in Shomayim, because thing never is doing the Megillah, even though it's Pesach, for a Maila, and then for a Vada, a person can come out. What's the name of this? Why did I tell you the story? Don't push it. Because you have to realize, Purim is the Zman, that a person can take himself out from the lowest depths, from the lowest point that he is. You can take this like the Neshamas come out of Gehenna on Purim when you read the Megillah. So too, every year there's a Koyach that the Rabbi Nishman gives us on Purim to take ourselves out from the lowest part, from the horrible things, whatever we did, whatever we're doing during the year that were not so Gishmak. Purim is the Zman that a person has the Sabbath Ishmael. The heavens open, the Shari Shemayim is open, Rabbi Yisai. Don't lose out on the opportunity. We'll see you next week, Beis Hashem. We'll continue with Hilchas HaMegillah.